This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Warum nur an der Oberfläche kratzen? Bei einem Atemwegsinfekt ganz dünnes Eis.
Wenn Erkältungsviren auf die Bronchien schlagen, packt Umkaluabo den Infekt mit der Wurzel. Denn es lindert nicht nur die Symptome, sondern bekämpft auch die Erreger.
Umkaluabo.
Unaussprechlich, aber ausgesprochen gut.
Zu Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihre Ärztin, Ihren Arzt oder in Ihrer Apotheke.
BBC Sounds. Music, Radio, Podcasts.
You're listening to Friday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
See, I think there's tons of room in this flat.
Oh, do you know?
Wouldn't take up much space, you know.
Yeah, right.
I just need a little chest of drawers for my pants and my socks in that corner over there. Plus maybe a shelf for my cricketing trophies.
Are you serious?
No. Yes. A bit. I mean, not about the cricketing trophies.
Oh, I thought we'd resolve this.
See, I thought it was more of an ongoing discussion.
Vince Casey.
What? What did I say?
Come on, let's get up.
Why?
Because it's 8:15.
So?
Well, don't you have to go to work?
I do, yes.
And so do I.
It's not like the boss is going to have a go at me if I'm late, is it?
True.
And you're in the same boat.
Mm, it's not a good look if everyone is bang on time and I roll in at 10:30.
What if we didn't go to work at all?
Ever?
No. Just today.
But we have to.
Do we? Do we, really? I mean, strictly speaking, is it absolutely necessary?
Zainab!
Ben!
You running?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I don't actually run that far.
But what time did you finish work?
Midnight.
Oh, horrible.
I know, right? I was going to have a line, and then my little brother wakes me up at 6:30 by coming into my room, asking if I've nicked his headphones. As if I'd want his headphones that have been inside his ears. Oh, that would be disgusting. So then I thought I might as well get up, get a run in.
Well, I won't stop you. I'm really embarrassed about that thing with the takeaway. I'm so sorry.
But why? It was a mistake. They happen.
I'm worried you might think we were trying to get free stuff.
Some people actually try that.
There you go.
Yeah, but I know you wouldn't do that.
How? How do you know that? Like, you hardly know me.
Trust me, Ben, you're not the type.
Well, I know that, obviously.
Okay, if I see you again, you're not allowed to apologise again, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Where are you going now?
We're just heading to the surgery and working there till midday.
Okay, well, hope it goes well.
Thanks. See you, Zainab.
What if we bunked off and got a plane to Paris?
Paris?
Or Rome or Berlin or wherever you like.
I can't just swan off.
Why not?
I'm meeting Joy for a cup of tea this afternoon.
We can't have a weekend in Venice because you're meeting Joy for a cup of tea.
Oh, it's Venice now, is it?
We can be anywhere you want.
She sounded a bit low the other day.
She'll be fine on Sunday.
Well, she's not going to talk to you about her problems, is she?
Why not? I can be very empathetic.
Vince.
Don't roll your eyes, I can.
I know you can. Of course you can. But you're not her friend, are you? That's my point.
Well, I'm not her friend.
Anyway, my point is I cannot run away with you this weekend to any European cities.
What about non-European cities?
For goodness sake.
Ah, you love me, really.
I do love you, actually.
Yeah?
Well, don't you know I do?
Yes, I think so.
I'm sorry, I don't want you to move in.
It's fine. I mean, I'm a bit disappointed, but...
I like our life as it is.
I know you do.
You know, I think it's pretty damn, well, near perfect right now, and I don't want to jeopardise that. You have your life, I have mine, we have our space. We're autonomous, but we're not alone. We have a ridiculously lovely time when we're together. Hmm. And it's the best of both worlds. Well, for me at least.
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't work for you anymore.
It does. It does work for me. Of course it does. I'm just being greedy.
Well, you're not being greedy.
I would like to live together one day. I'd like to think it's something we might do eventually.
Well, let's see.
That's a no.
It's not a no.
Maybe we should get up if we're definitely not going to bunk off and book a flight to Lisbon.
OK, look, hang on. Just wait a minute. Stay there.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to look for something. Oh, I bought you a present, but I was saving it till our next anniversary. Not that we're married, but you know what I mean. But I think you should have it now because, well, you'll see.
I'm intrigued.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Hold out your hand.
Is it a ring?
Open it.
Oh, wow.
I bought it months ago at an antiques fair. It's a gentleman's signet ring.
I know.
Do you like it?
It's beautiful.
Is it a good fit?
It's perfect.
And do you really like it?
Oh, I love it.
I am very committed to us, Vince, even if I don't want to get married or buy a house or any of that. And that's why I got you this ring, to say that for what it's worth.
Well, it's worth a lot.
Good.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to wear it with pride.
Hi, sorry.
It's you again.
Yeah, sorry.
Every time I see you, you apologise.
Maybe it's just you. Maybe I'm very apologetic in your presence.
That's not good.
Sorry.
You're doing it again. Okay, maybe it is me.
I can't say sorry again now, can I?
No, you can't.
Is your mum home?
Well, she rang about 10 minutes ago saying she was stopping at the shop, so she can't be that long. You okay?
Yeah. Well, sort of.
What's wrong?
I just feel a bit panicky that I got something wrong at work and I wanted to talk to her and get a bit of perspective or reassurance, but then I'm also worried that she's going to tell me that I did completely screw up, so...
I really doubt she's going to do that. Why don't you come in and wait? She'll be back really soon and then she can talk you down.
Sorry, Joy. Have you been waiting long?
No, not at all.
Oh, I've been running around like a headless chicken. I didn't realise the time.
Oh. Are you sure you should be meeting me, if you've got so much on?
Oh, absolutely I should be meeting you. I was really looking forward to catching up. And it's my own fault I'm not on top of things. Vince and I went out for dinner last night, and then we had a bit of a late start this morning.
Oh, but that all sounds lovely.
Yeah, it was, actually. It was great.
Oh, did he manage to get tickets for the panto, for his work outing?
Oh, he did, yes. He says he's got you to thank for that.
Oh, no, I didn't do anything.
You inspired him. And he's had a terrific take-up from the staff.
Oh, that's good. That's excellent.
Anyway, never mind Vince. How are you, Joy?
Oh, yeah, fine.
3 fines.
Sorry?
You said you were fine 3 times. That usually means the opposite of fine.
Oh, well, no, I don't know. It's January, isn't it? No one's happy in January.
Is that all it is, January blues?
I suppose I've just lost my mojo a bit lately. And Mick and I are... Well, we're struggling a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's fine. I'm sure it'll be fine.
And here I am, banging on about my relationship. Sorry, I didn't mean to be smug.
You were not banging on or being smug.
So what's going on with you and Mick, then?
Oh, I don't know. I just don't know. We fell out. Not seriously. Just had a bit of a disagreement last week. And now, well, we can't quite get back to normal.
Oh, but I'm sure you will. Sometimes it just takes a bit of time.
And I thought once Rochelle went, we'd be all right, but...
Do they not get on, Mick and Rochelle?
Oh, no, they get on great, actually. It's just... Well, having her around, it changes the dynamic, you know?
Yes, of course.
But she left at the end of last week.
Oh, I didn't realise she'd gone.
Well, she couldn't stay here forever, could she?
No. I just got the impression she was sticking around a bit longer, but I don't know why.
Oh... Oh, sorry, Elizabeth. I better get this.
Yeah, of course.
Do you want a cup of tea?
Yeah, is that okay?
Of course.
Yeah, tea would be great. Thanks.
What kind of tea? We've got pretty much everything. Builders, Earl Grey, herbal, turmeric, what else? Tea to wake you up, tea to send you to sleep. My mum is addicted. Tea kind of rules her life now that I think about it.
I hope she doesn't mind me coming around like this.
I promise you she won't. She'll want to help.
I could have just called her, I suppose, but...
Do you want to tell me what happened?
Not really.
Oh.
I'm worried that I overshared with the patient.
Okay.
It was a young lad going through a mental health crisis. And he was saying all this stuff that a couple of years ago... Well, I was saying that stuff too. Because a couple of years ago I was in quite a bad way myself.
Right.
And he was saying that he couldn't see any light at the end of the tunnel, and I wanted to reassure him. I used to be where he was, and now I'm not. Now I'm doing this.
But that sounds like a really good conversation.
Yeah, but boundaries, Zainab.
Okay, so my mum would probably say the same. But don't beat yourself up. It's done now. What did you tell him?
I told him a lot. I told him too much, I think. And I think I got it wrong. Like, patients need to be able to trust us, right? Can they trust us if they think we're in the middle of a nervous breakdown?
But you're very obviously not in the middle of a nervous breakdown now, are you?
No.
So you're a very clear demonstration that what you were saying was true. You got through it, and he can too.
Yeah.
I think you just need to take a step back. I mean, no one got hurt, no one was injured, and you didn't give anyone a lethal overdose. You were just being nice and reassuring, and that's part of your job. I suppose if in doubt, leave it out.
Oh, you're a poet and you didn't even realise.
What can I say?
Oh, thanks for that. Lesson learned.
I mean what I'm saying, and I'm not just trying to make you feel better, although I am trying to make you feel better.
I appreciate that.
You just need to calm down a bit. I think my mum's got a tea for that, actually.
I've just had some awful news.
Oh, no, Joy, what?
Can't believe it.
What's wrong? What's happened?
The Arts Centre in Felpersham.
Yeah?
The roof nearly collapsed last night.
What?
Oh, a beam or something fell from the ceiling.
Oh, no. And was anyone hurt?
No, thank goodness. But I'm afraid the panto trip's off.
Oh, what a shame.
Theatre's closed indefinitely.
Well, of course.
But the coach trip, Elizabeth. Everyone was so looking forward to it.
Well, it's a shame, but it can't be helped, can it?
Can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Oh, what's everyone going to say? What's everyone going to think?
What do you mean?
I just wanted this one thing that I've organised to go well.
But it's not your fault the roof is falling in.
Sometimes I feel like everything I do just turns to disaster.
Oh, Joy, that's absolute nonsense.
But it's not, Elizabeth. It's not. You don't know the half of it. You honestly don't.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, where the hope of a spiritual breakthrough gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.